with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports a search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York City.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab. And the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
Meanwhile, the search continues for the man, even though he's got many cameras in New York City. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says Pete Hegseth will be confirmed as U.S. Defense Secretary.
All I'm asking is that people actually allow the Senate process to work. We do not determine important government officials based on anonymous sourcing from the American media. We determine who our officials are through the nomination process, the advice and consent process of the United States Senate. That's how it should happen, and that's how the president's nominees are going to work through this process.
A number of allegations have been aimed at Hegseth over alleged drinking problems and sexual assaults. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says Republicans may have to work some long days to take advantage of their opportunities once President-elect Trump is sworn in next month.
The American people need results. And anybody who wants to go to the mic and say, I'm uncomfortable with working 7 days a week, should say that to the public, not to me in a conference.
A new study indicates the green revolution is about to leave behind a colossal junk pile.
Solar power, the solar panels, the wind turbine blades, lithium batteries, there's going to be a massive amount of trash, and it's starting in a number of years for all of those items because they only last 10 or 20 years.
And Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute says they're not recycled, which means a clean energy dump site may be coming to a neighborhood near you sometime soon. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidizing housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The Court of Final Appeals dismissal of the government's appeals ends some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists and the UN is making inroads. This is SRN News. Two police officers have been acquitted in the death of a man during an at-home medical intervention.
The charges against Indianapolis officers Adam Ahmad and Steven Sanchez stem from the 2022 death of Herman Whitfield III after the officers shocked him with a taser and restrained him face down. The county coroner ruled Whitfield's death a homicide caused by heart failure as he was being restrained and shocked. Whitfield weighed 389 pounds. The coroner's office listed morbid obesity and hypertensive cardiovascular disease as contributing factors. The prosecutor claimed the officers acted recklessly, leaving Whitfield unable to breathe. The officers' attorneys said they did nothing illegal. Jurors took less than 3 hours to reach a verdict. I'm Mike Hempen.
The 39-year-old man's parents said their son was in the midst of a mental health crisis when he died. More on these stories at srnnews.com.